Saluto! Kaj mi esperas viaj skultos, iom mi ĵus skribis. Today's topic is a better language. What was that gobbledygook I just said? I said, hello, and I hope you'll listen to something I have just written. And what language? It's Esperanto. What's Esperanto, you might ask? It's an invented international language whose goal is to enable people of all nations to talk directly with each other. It also tries to increase understanding and person-to-person communication worldwide. It's the most widely spoken international language, although it is used by 1 to 2 million people. Imagine a session of the United Nations where someone gets up to speak and every other country representative understands that person without simultaneous translation into scores of languages. Imagine going on a trip to Europe, Asia, the Middle East, or Africa, and being able to talk with people in each country in the same language. Imagine listening to the radio news and not needing a translator to cut in to explain what a person from another country is saying. For centuries, people who spoke different languages wanted to be able to understand each other, but language differences got in the way. Esperanto was a movement to get us all on the same language page. A few attempts were made as early as the 1500s to create an international language. None of them stuck until Esperanto. It was invented in the 1880s by Ludwig Zamenhof, a medical doctor and amateur linguist. Zamenhof grew up in what is now eastern Poland, in a city which contained large numbers of Catholic Poles, Protestant Germans, Jews, and Orthodox Russians. So his experience was molded by the difficulties of people of different ethnic traditions, languages, and religions, trying to talk and get along with each other. He wanted to use scientific principles to solve human problems through communication. In addition, he hoped Esperanto would be a universal language of peace and religious tolerance, although these values rarely stuck. It was never intended as a first language to replace any other language, but rather to be a second language for millions or billions of people. Zamenhof published Esperanto's 16 Principles of Language, a complete vocabulary, and simple, consistent rules of grammar and spelling in 1887. As interest increased, the movement began to sponsor world congresses of Esperanto, beginning in 1905. The annual events continue to this day. About 1,500 to 2,000 people, on average, attend. Esperanto has never had a large following. Even at its heights, in the early 1900s, and after World Wars I and II, it had maybe a few tens of thousands of active speakers worldwide. Interest in Europe has waned in the last 40 years, although a few dedicated adherents keep the flame alive. But there is increasing interest in Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Do we have an international language? If anything, it is probably English, which, as I said in two previous outside-the-box features, is confusing and hard to learn. Esperanto, by contrast, has a few simple rules and no exceptions for spelling, sounds, pronunciation, or grammar. Which would you rather learn if you didn't know English? Esperanto is derived primarily from European dialects, French, German, Slavic, and English. It uses the Latin alphabet. It does not incorporate any aspects of Chinese, Japanese, or other Asian languages, Semitic languages where reading and writing is from right to left, indigenous dialects, or much from languages using the Cyrillic alphabet. But there is no one system that's going to work for everyone. Using Romance as a linguistic basis and alphabet might be as good as it gets. Would you like to speak an international language that would make it easy to communicate in other countries and with people from other lands? Would you be willing to learn Esperanto? If this feature leaves you speechless, email news at weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll find Esperanto something worth investigating. Dankon, thank you.